Kia ora koutou, ko Ruben Raja ho. Welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show. This is episode 2, a show dedicated to new alternative and indie music. So we are going to get straight into this. The Bad Monkey Music Show is part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. We are a bunch of DJs, writers and photographers at radio13.co.nz. And some of us got together and said, hey, why not curate our own music? Why not play what we like to play? And don't let anyone else tell us different. So there you go. Here we are on Sunday, every 12:30. You are going to be with me, the Bad Monkey himself. And on Saturdays, starting in July, we're going to have different DJs from Radio 13 play on a Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. with Simon, who's going to start off with What Simon Says. And we will talk to Simon a bit shortly. We'd like to invite all you musicians and artists out there, please send us your tracks. Go on to radio13.co.nz. We're always eager to hear new music, so head on down to radio13.co.nz and send us your stuff. On episode 2, I'm going to be featuring new music from Tom York, Shura, an interesting band actually, on the Maybe Mars label, which is a Chinese label, or a label based in China, Rammstein, Albion the Wolves, and so much more. I will also play you parts of my interview with Yiwen Xia, who is the World Press Photo Foundation exhibition manager and traveling curator. Believe it or not, she also has some interesting music taste. So we are going to listen to her, share a little bit about the exhibition and her passion for music. So stay tuned, don't touch that dial. I'm going to get right into this because so much to share today. And my first song here is one that I've been waiting on for a very long time. And this is Impossible Knots. We'll be right back. You're listening to Thom Yorke, and that's a track called Impossible Knots from his latest album, Anima. And that was after Tomorrow's Modern Boxers in 2014. Very, very quirky, but yet very, very special, in my opinion. Guess who I have in the studio here with me? I have my dear friend, colleague, compadre, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks, Ruben. How are you?
Oh, I'm better now that you're here.
Wish more people would say that to me.
Tell me what you thought about Thom Yorke's last track there.
You said very, didn't you? I think two everything. You shouldn't have asked me about this one, because for me, Thom Yorke is...
here we go.
I don't know when you'd want to listen to that, ever.
Why?
Well, it just makes me feel on edge. And it also annoys me, because it makes me think that he's just pressed a button on a keyboard and whinged along to it.
Well, the funny thing is, you say that it gets you on edge, because he is always on edge. I read about his fascination with this waking nightmare that we call life and dreams, right? So he's really into this, and you can see this in, obviously, Moon-Shaped Pool, last Radiohead album, but now in this, it's just a continuation of that, and continuation of OK Computer almost, which is the blips and blobs.
Well, maybe you should keep his fascinations to himself, because it's not cathartic.
Well, nonetheless, I love this. I love his new album. I'm going to look forward to continually listening to it, and maybe it puts me to a different kind of dream frequency.
Yeah, you've got me on to play devil's advocate with that one, haven't you?
Of course, and I hope you continue to do that, brother. I'm going to play now a song from a Chinese band, an all-girl indie rock trio from Shanghai. This is Gu Sui Che Jian. And this is a song called Dream the Can. How's that for a Sunday morning? That was Kill the Man by the Shanghai band Dream Can, or in Chinese, Gu Sui Te Jian. And this is a band that signed to Maybe Mars, and that you had Ari on vocals, Arcan on bass, and Qi Yu on drums, from their debut album Into Sparks that was released in 2018. How did you like that, Simon?
Much better. That's a, you know, I always think, when am I going to listen to that? That I'm going to listen to. Imagine a bathroom, quite an old one, and if you're looking, you're in the bath, not got any lights on, maybe a few candles, and you look up and there's kind of paint peeling off the ceilings and quite a lot of damp. That's kind of my bathroom, and it's a space I very much enjoy, and I'm going to put them on next time I'm in it.
Interestingly, I hope you check out the band's music video for this track, Kill the Man, because they have a bathroom scene with a really kind of old porcelainy bathtub, which you know what they're going to do, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, and this is what they wrote about the band, which I want to share with you. They love collecting the useless emotions that people leave behind because of life, and then transfer those onto a three-piece assembly line. And they're all workers. They consider themselves workers on the factory floor, producing the strange cans of dreams.
Can of dreams.
That's why they call themselves Dream Can.
Not Can of Dreams. which sounds too proggy for that kind of sound, doesn't it? Maybe they actually thought about that. Can of Dreams. We can't call ourselves that.
Yes, that's right. I remember Can. Was that the German band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I love them.
But Can of Dreams, like, we're going to have like a 20-minute guitar solo in the middle of it. Can of Dreams.
Well, they almost did. Well, in tribute to, and by the way, I have to give a plug here to Simon's show. You know, he is going to champion the underdogs, the B-sides and the remixes on his show, What Simon Says, on Saturday. And because I love his show so much, I'm going to play this song especially for him. See if you can guess this one, Simon. You're listening to Julia's song, a B-side actually, from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And that was a B-side from their single Talking Loud and Clear in 1984. And Julia's song actually, the first time it was released was on their self-titled debut album in 1980, but they reworked that track because I hope you agree with me, it sounded pretty cool. And that's the song I played for my dear friend Simon, who's going to have his show next Saturday on What Simon Says. So, dear Simon, tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, Ruben, it is kind of... the genesis of it did come from kind of my wanting to celebrate B-sides, because you ask the kids these days, you say this is a B-side, they go, what's a B-side?
What's a B-side?
You struggle with album, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
But so it's kind of getting technical when you go for B-sides, but, you know, if you've kind of been brought up on indie music, you know, you'll know that some of the best tracks of your favourite bands are the ones on the B-sides.
Oh, totally. But that's also back in the day when you had 7-inch singles and 12-inch singles, right? So it was a bit of a different era, so that's why you could have a B-side.
Yeah.
But now in the digital age, it's not really relevant, is it?
No, people just put out songs. Although Arctic Monkeys released a 7-inch single last year that had a B-side on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they come from that tradition, don't they?
They do. They do. And vinyl sales again still are up and up year on year, so there's no reason why we shouldn't live without B-sides, right?
Correct. And you can live every Saturday night. First of the month only, though, so starting next Saturday, July the 6th, one after that's August the 3rd, it'll be me, 8:30, right here on Planet FM 104.6, and I'll be playing B-sides, but not only B-sides, but album tracks from bands that are no longer with us, outrageously no longer with us.
Ah, yes, we have to.
I think you'll find it's a good time. I know you'll be dancing along at home. If not, just in front of the studio here outside. I won't let you in, but I'll watch you from outside.
Oh, yeah. 10 minutes to 1, you're live with Ruben the Bad Monkey. And in my studio today, I have Simon William Todd. Here's a snippet of my recent interview just a few days ago with Ewan Sia, who is the curator and exhibition manager from World Press Photo Foundation. Have a listen. Kia ora, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much, Ruben. I'm very happy to be here. My name is Ewan Sia, and I'm an exhibitions manager and curator for World Press Photo.
Can you tell us a little bit more? This is World Press Photo Foundation, right?
Yes. The World Press Photo Foundation is based in the Netherlands. We were founded in 1955 when a group of photographers came together and they wanted to share their work with the international community. And we've been organizing a contest every year since, and also an exhibition that travels the world. So Auckland is actually one of the many cities that we travel to, over 100 locations each year.
Wow, over 100, huh?
Yes.
And that's an annual exhibition that
you do? It's an annual exhibition. My main job is that I connect to our partners. So in Auckland, we work with the Rotary in Auckland and also Cracker Jack Events, and they organize it locally. So by the time that the exhibition takes place, I travel to the location and set up the exhibition and speak to people like you, Ruben, and open the exhibition before I go back home.
Fantastic. Can you tell us, are there different categories, genres that are represented in the exhibition?
So we have actually 8 categories, and they range from news to sports, nature, portraits, and environment. And it's very diverse, so that when people see the exhibition, they see a range of what happened in last year's news. Our motto is to connect the world to the stories that matter, and it's not just the stories themselves, which often show a very high level of complexity, but definitely also the people that are documenting these stories and the importance to support them. Often when we look at an image, we don't know who is behind the camera. We don't know the level that they've gone through in order to get a picture. When you visit the exhibition and when we tell the stories about the photographer, you find out that many of these photojournalists, they do a lot of research. It's a lot of waiting. It's trying to find access, which is very difficult for them. Sometimes they have to put themselves in very dangerous situations. And I think knowing all of that changes a story when you look at a picture, changes that experience. And that's what we try to do with the exhibition as well. I mean, the photo that won the World Press Photo of the Year was taken by John Moore. It's a photo that probably many people have seen before, where you see this four-year-old toddler from Honduras who is standing next to her mother who is being searched by a border police officer, and she's crying. And the photographer himself is actually a father himself, and he said that the moment where the mother put the child down on the floor, she started crying hysterically, and then he, as a father, just couldn't look away, so he started taking photos. And I think when anyone looks at this photo, they can relate to it. It's such a universal message that it has.
It's amazing how a photo of a child screaming, even though it's just a 2D image, you hear that scream. It just resonates within your inner being.
Definitely.
And that was an absolutely heart-hitting photo. What sort of music inspires or moves you, Ewan?
I like the epic kind of music, so it's more like film scores.
Okay.
So I love instrumental music. It doesn't mean that I don't like lyrical music, because I feel that if you have music with strong lyrics, they can move you in a deep way. To me, it's more the instrumental ones that allow me to be carried away and kind of form my own stories about what is happening. So those are often like the very powerful ones. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, for example, Hans Zimmerman. He's well known for like the big movies like The Gladiator. At the same time, I feel they really touch me very deeply. So yeah, those are normally the music that I listen to. And I love world music as well.
Okay.
And also instrumental. So for example, I love Ravi Shankar, plays the sitar, Ar Rahman, for example.
Okay.
So even though I don't understand what they're singing, but it's the music that kind of triggers something within me that makes me want to listen more of it.
Sometimes it's just a melody or a beat, but that transcends culture, transcends language, and it just somehow moves us as human beings, right?
Yes, definitely. I feel that music is one of the things that definitely transcends boundaries. You don't have to understand what it is about. I think beat is a language in itself.
Oh, yes.
And it's amazing whenever you have like an event, a festival or a concert that brings together so many different people from different ages, different backgrounds, and then you're united in that moment and you share this intimate space. And I like to think that the exhibition does something similar, even though it's not always the same thing. And sometimes topics can be very difficult, but I feel with music, it's a very accessible space for anyone to enter.
In New Zealand, we have a few festivals that focus on different cultures and world music. One of them is WOMAD, which is down close to Wellington. And another one is Splore. So I hope that you would come visit us next time. Keep these festivals in mind, because we do invite international artists to celebrate diversity. You get a chance to enjoy this multi-day festival, which is phenomenal. And it's not just from a photography perspective, but the diversity, the different cultures that come, and yeah, they interact and collaborate so beautifully in a common setting.
Oh, I would love to. Definitely. I will definitely come back for it.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Yiwen Xia, who is from the World Press Photo Foundation, and I had to play that track, Batman Rises, from Hans Zimmer for Yiwen, who is traveling back home today, I believe. So safe travels, Yiwen, and we look forward to see you again here in New Zealand very soon. My next track here is from a band called Kingsland, and I saw them just a few nights ago in Anthology, and they were opening for The Butlers. So I didn't know both these bands, and I was curious to find out a little bit more about their music. So this is their latest single called Strawberry Skies, and I hope you have a blue hen friend who will enjoy this song with you.
Silence in the trees, kiss me on.
There was a band called Kingsland, and they described their music as a bit of a jazzy blues with a touch of citrus. And that was Will Giles on vocals, Jared Gullett on lead guitar, Josh Smith on drums, and Elliot Withers on bass. What did you think of that?
I thought more orange than grapefruit, to continue their the self-described kind of twang. I liked it, you know. I thought this has got me all over it at the in the choruses, especially.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe that they went down to that breakdown a bit too soon. Okay. Could have done with the female choruses, but you know, he's that kind of Beach Boys-y kind of falsetto bit is very pleasing.
I have to admit that they must have played eight songs during their set, right when I saw them, and Strawberry Skies is just one of the many good songs from this band, this young, well, they've been playing together, they told me, for 3 years, so I'm going to look out for them, and next time we get, I'm going to call you along,
yeah,
Simon.
I'm going to check along. Out, yeah? I'll stand down the front.
There you go. And by the way, there was a lot of younger audience members who are really into them.
They've got a fan base already.
They actually
That's great. That's great, that is. There's nothing worse than playing in front of no one, or a man and his dog. For kind of 3 years.
Well, we're going to carry on now. I'm going to play you a song from a singer-songwriter and a self-taught guitarist and poet, Simon. And she's based in Wellington. This is Erase Me.
Memories don't change. Hands will always feel the same. I'm not convinced forwards is back. And we didn't really mean all that. Still your prints are on my skin, like TNT stained porcelain. I wish you'd see it from my side, the things I didn't get to decide. But if you insist, and I don't have a say in this, hurry up and hit the reset switch. Erase me. Becomes of us. Is this really for my own good? I fail to see any proof, and you're convinced it's for the best, convinced that this will hurt much less. But like a broken finger trap, for me there was no turning back. But if you insist, and I don't have a say in this, hurry up and hit the reset switch. Erase me. Final word, I'll always be another girl, but whatever, if it makes you feel better, you'll always have the final word, there'll always be another girl, so erase me. Down.
as you guessed, that was Erase Me from the singer-songwriter Claudia Jardine, who is based in Wellington. She's a self-taught guitarist and poet, and I believe she's also very inspired by Florence Welch and Joni Mitchell, which you can tell from the track that was taken from her EP titled North. Now it's time for that this week's shout-out, the Bad Monkey shout-out, and I would like to give a special mention to The Next Stage, which is a company based in the UK that provides bespoke staging products, including design and fabrication. Why am I telling you this? Because I know them very well. And they have a combined 100 years of live music industry experience. They've done set designs and stage constructions for bands like The Rolling Stones, AC/DC, U2, Take That, Oscar and the Wolf, list goes on and on. And recently, Kylie Minogue at the current Glastonbury Festival. So there you go. I know Luke Johnson, who is part of the Elite team, and he's a brother of a close friend of mine, Craig Johnson. And as I said, I know them very well. Their products speak for themselves. And I hope one day we'll get to see them here in New Zealand, bringing their designs and their stage fabrication expertise over here, because we got the top bands coming here to New Zealand. So here we go, a very special track here, just for my favorite boys in the live stage design industry, just for you.
One vision, no one's watching over us. zwei Stunden bin ich dieser Welt entschwunden. Jede Nacht ein bisschen froh, mein Ohr ganz nah am Weltempfänger. Radio, mein Radio, ich lass mich in den Nähten saugen.
Guessed it, that's Radio from, or Radio from Rammstein, from their latest album, Untitled, so everyone just calls it Rammstein. And you gotta love Till Lindemann there. And the song before that was Religion by Shura, who is a half-Russian New York City-based singer-songwriter from her sophomore album, Forever, secretly Canadian, and it's going to come out on August the 16th. So Simon, what do you think of Rammstein's Radio?
Well, I surprised myself by, you know, bouncing up and down on this chair to it, actually.
It had quite a bit of a thing going,
it is, it? Yeah. I think you could definitely put on, you know, Night Flight to Venus by Boney M. and kind of mix in from the first, maybe after Rasputin, because kind of that. From Rasputin into that. It would be the house would be going wild.
Oh, we need to do that. Yeah. We need to do that. We need to kind of mash up Bonnie M and Rammstein. Yeah. I can see it. I can see it. I can see disco balls, bell bottoms, and afros, and nothing else.
Yeah, and some kind of fat German bellies. as well.
Which they normally have in their videos, actually. Well, there you go. Check out Rammstein's album. I believe it's out on Universal, and it was released just recently, May 17th. So I'm going to look out for it. I'm going to get the box set. I just love my Rammstein.
Hey, my name's Roger Bowie. It's my real name. I wasn't born Roger Jones. I've been collecting music for over 50 years, so join me on my eclectic journey and I'll play my music for you. Lots and lots of vinyl. One song from every year starting around 1964 and carrying on through 2 2-hour shows, about 50 tracks. And then, in a more contemporary mode, I finish off every third show with 2 hours of pure Americana. So tune in every third Saturday of the month at 8:30 on Planet FM 104.6 or stream anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/Roger's Eclectic Journey.
I was out to get myself gainfully employed.
Chris Den, Pascal Rogan, and Michael Young, Albie and the Wolves, and that track was called This Is War, title track from their latest album, which is coming out on July the 26th, and they are going to tour the US for the first time in September, starting at the Americana Fest in Nashville, and they're also going to tour around New Zealand, obviously, to celebrate their new album, which is about stories of people they have met on the road. It's about them, and it is for them as well. I would like to give a special mention about the Going Global Music Summit and the Artist Showcase that's presented yearly by the Independent Music New Zealand. This is on the 30th of August and the 31st of August at Roundhead Studios. And the Artist Showcase is once again going to be at the Whammy Bar, Wine Cellar and Backroom. The guest speakers this coming event is going to include Becca Flynn from Sub Pop, Mike Sniper from Captured Records, he's the CEO, and Paul Brintley from Music Ally in the UK. Tickets available to the summit are on Eventbrite. And calling all artists, if you would like to be featured on the showcase, head on over to goingglobal.co.nz to sign up. There you go, lots of cool stuff happening in around Auckland in the coming months after winter. Now for a completely different track, and this is from Holy Afua.
To each other's eyes, young hearts can never prepare for them lonely nights. After you've been kissing and hugging and fucking, now you pull on your sheets, nothing. I walk into the streets to find something, but there's a hole in your heart that was taken by some loving. Help me find my loving, help me find it. Matter of fact, rewind it. Bring me the time I had back, fuck. Bring me the cash back, splashing with no splashback. Feeling like I'm the mad hat. Happiness, wish I had that. My bad, thinking I have that.
One day, we'll talk about this. How I want you, and you were oblivious.
How I need it.
But I just gotta know, do you ever think about me? All I think about is when we come together, babe. Will it be the same? You are just floating shade in my head. Don't you know you are my man? Breaking up my broken plan. You were just floating shade in my head.
You're listening to the voice of Holy Afua. She's a New Zealand singer-songwriter, and that was a track called Forget You, released in early June this year. And she had Dayun Nordian, who made a guest appearance on that track. The beats were by Cam Cranston, and keyboards were by Ed Eddy. Really like her voice there, and I hope to hear more of her.
Celebrate the underdogs, B-sides, album tracks and remixes neglected elsewhere on the airwaves. Plus, tidbits and joy de vivre from musicians and creatives. All this with me, Simon, on What Simon Says. Every first Saturday night at 8:30 on 104.6 Planet FM. Or anytime, online at planetaudio.org.nz/What Simon Says.
Well, this is the end of episode 2 of the Bad Monkey Music Show with me, the Bad Monkey. And I'm so happy, happy that I have my guest here, Simon, with me. Thank you so much, kind sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
I definitely want it anytime. So I hope we do more of these programs together. We're going to have lots of fun. Well, I hope to catch you again next week, 12:30 p.m. every Sunday on 104.6 streaming live. I am live here in the studio and I'm loving it. Thank you for enjoying the hour with me. And I hope to, once again, entertain you next week. Stay well and stay cool. Peace and love always.
Inside we got ourselves a Mexican standoff here, boy. And I ain't about to run. Put your gun down, boy. How did I get mixed up with this fucking monkey anyhow?